Thank you very much for the introduction. Thank you for the invitation. I'm honoured to be here. I'm delighted to be here, actually, and have already in my still unfortunately short visit to South Africa had a whole range of interesting conversations with mostly social scientists, since I'm a sociologist by trade, but also more broadly with people in the intellectual world here. I've offered a rather ambitious topic for this lecture, and I realised to my dismay after offering it and after it had been set in stone that the topic rather suggested that I was a high-tech person who would be giving you lots of fascinating detail about new online technologies, about the innards of the Large Hadron Collider in Switzerland. What is a Large Hadron, anyway? And such like things. I'm not a high-tech person at all, though I will be talking a little bit about technology, because you can't really come to terms with the, you know, world of contemporary intellectuals without doing that. In fact, we can't come to terms with contemporary intellectual life without paying attention to quite a lot of sources of change in our lives and work. About 10 years ago, I did a survey of intellectual workers in Australia. We had a sample of 500. It was a national survey. It was not only academics, it was also intellectual workers in government, in the corporate sector, and in NGOs and private employment. So across that spectrum of institutions and forms of intellectual work, one of the questions we asked was, would you say that in your field of work, concepts and methods are changing rapidly, not rapidly, not at all, you know, the kind of question that you ask in a poll-type situation. And 83% of them, and pretty much regardless of the sector they were working in, said yes, methods and concepts are changing rapidly in my field.